the lottery's going to start a self-exclusion program. When I first heard about this, I thought, well, how in the world can you trust somebody to say, I'm not going to buy another lottery ticket? So how much of a problem is gambling addiction and the lottery? And then second, how do you keep somebody from buying a lottery ticket?
Well, first of all, we can't really prevent anybody from purchasing a lottery ticket since there are 5,000 retail locations across the state. But the one thing we can do, and that's what we've initiated this program, is have people ban themselves from coming in and claiming any large prize at our office, which we do control and we do pay out, or from participating in our My Lottery Players Club, which is a loyalty program in which we award prizes and premium items.
Is the feeling that since they can't claim anything under $600, they just won't think it's worth putting money out for it?
No, other states have found people will sign up for this program as a way to reduce the incentive for them to play. And it offers a little bit of protection for them. They know they won't be able to come in and claim a large prize if they should win.
So they don't even bother, I guess. How many games do we have where the top prize is less than $600?
Oh, all of our scratchers tickets would have prizes under that, but in some of our online games, the lower prizes would be that. And the reason for 600 is you can cash prizes up to $600 at retail locations. So again, we wouldn't have any way to prohibit that, but we can, you know, do what is possible, and that is prevent people from coming in our offices and claiming tickets.
But if I'm somebody who already spends $300 a week on scratchers tickets, I could still spend $300 a week on scratchers tickets, and this program wouldn't really do me any good.
Well, we're hoping it will. Players play often to win a larger prize, so we're hoping that knowing that they're not going to be able to come in and claim a prize like that, that it will reduce the incentive for them to go buy a ticket.
You know, when I think of problem gamblers, I think of people that go in our casinos and lose a bunch of money playing blackjack or craps or something like that. Do you find that there are very many problem gamblers who do spend more than they should on lottery tickets?
There's a very small percentage of the calls to the hotline are from lottery purchases. But, you know, there are some, and even if there's one, you know, we want to do what we can to help them. And this is, August is Responsible Gaming Education Month, and we want to be able to publicize that people can get free help, and all they have to do is call 888-BETS-OFF or visit the website at 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Well, I was going to ask how people do this. Is there, if it's just a telephone call, is there a danger that somebody's going to call up and claim that they are their father or their son and say, I want my name on this list, when it's not really the person who is affected? Is there a way you check on that?
Yes. By having a contract that is notarized, we can hopefully ensure that nobody's signing up for someone else. It has to be voluntary. The person needs to know that they've signed up for it, and needs to be aware that, you know, they have a problem and, you know, someone else can't do that for them.
Okay, so walk me through the process. Assuming I am a problem gambler, I call the number, and then what happens?
Well, you can go to our website, and you can download, or you can go to the BETSOFF.org website, download a contract, complete it, get it notarized, bring it to one of our lottery offices. We have four around the state. Or you could mail it to any of those offices too. We will put you into our database, and when somebody comes in and tries to claim a prize of over 600, it would bring up a message that they're unable to claim that prize.
You say you have 5,000 retailers. I couldn't go to one of the retailers and get the form, or I couldn't turn my form in to them, could I?
We don't have that set up at this point. Right now, we require people to mail it in or send it into one of our offices and to get one of those off of our website.
Do you have any feel, Susan, for what the track record has been in the other three states that already have used this program?
The numbers aren't huge. I want to say they're probably under 30 members in the other states. But again, we feel that if it prevents even one person from purchasing tickets and having problems in their life, we think it's worth it.
Are there any studies that indicate whether people who are listed as problem gamblers and are therefore on the exclusion list with our casinos are also problem gamblers with the lottery, or do folks who are problem gamblers just focus on one particular form?
I'm not sure. I would imagine some of the problem gamblers are involved in all the games, and they have problems with all the games, and probably some focus on one, you know, type of game. But I know that the Missouri Gaming Commission oversees the disassociated persons list, too, and they can also self-exclude people from playing at casinos.
What happens if I'm a problem gambler and I win, I get a ticket that pays more than $600, and I get a friend to go cash it for me? Is that a criminal offense?
I don't know how we would know that. I imagine that that's always possible, that somebody could do that.